Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I thought about the gospel for this Sunday, my thoughts turned, as they so often do, to C.S. Lewis, a layman and one of the greatest witnesses to Christ our age has seen. One of the most surprising turn of events in Lewis's life was his marriage late in life to an American woman, Joy Davidman. People had more or less assumed that Lewis was forever a confirmed bachelor, but then he met Joy Davidman. And it was a wonderfully happy marriage. Some years before his marriage, Lewis told the story of his life and especially of his conversion in a book he called Surprised by Joy. When he married Joy Davidman, a friend of Lewis said that now he was, in a different sense, surprised by Joy Davidman. And when Joy died of cancer, after only 4 short years of marriage, Lewis was utterly desolate. A friend who knew him well, Chad Walsh, said, "The loss of Joy plunged Lewis into the very depths of despair. His religion, which had seemed so sturdily based, began to crumble. A meaningless or malevolent universe opened up at his feet." In today's gospel, we see St. John the Baptist, acclaimed by our Lord himself as the greatest born of woman and the new Elijah foretold by the prophet Malachi. John had indeed preached repentance without fear or favor. He had told King Herod to his face, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife." And where had this all now gotten him? Into Herod's grim dungeon, with great John, a broken man, sending his disciples to Jesus with the anxious question, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And the point is this, that if even these two great witnesses to the Lord Jesus, John the Baptist and C.S. Lewis, had their time of agonizing doubt and darkness, we need not be surprised nor too greatly distressed in our own times of darkness. Nor should we forget that even the sinless Son of God himself cried out in the darkness surrounding the cross, my God, why?" So John sends his disciples to Jesus with the question, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" But the answer John receives from the Savior is not a miraculous deliverance from Herod's dungeon, but this simple word, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is he who takes no offense at me. For as a new translation puts those words, blessed are those who do not find in me an obstacle to faith. This meek and lowly Messiah, who comes not with irresistible power, but with utterly rejectable love. The poor have good news preached to them. And who are the poor? They are the poor in spirit, as Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The poor are those who know that in themselves they are nothing, and God is everything. John, languishing in prison, is himself such a poor one. And so to him that good news is proclaimed, the good news that is Jesus, the enfleshed love of God. And to us too, this same word that is Jesus is given through the simple words of Jesus recorded in the scriptures, through the simple water of our baptism, through the simple word of forgiveness pronounced by the pastor, who is, as St. Paul says in today's epistle, servant of Christ and steward of the mysteries of God. Through the simple bread and the simple wine, the Lord Christ's simple, lowly way of giving us his body and blood as spiritual food. Now, none of this can be seen with the eyes of the body, but only with eyes of faith. Like John the Baptist in prison, we have only Jesus' word to go on. As the author of the letter to the Hebrews says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For as the Lord Jesus said, blessed are those who do not find me an obstacle to faith. Yes, among those born of women, said Jesus, there is none greater than John the Baptist, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And who is this least in the kingdom of heaven? The little Lord Jesus, asleep on the hay, himself a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, himself despised, condemned, and crucified. The Lord who, taking on himself all that is yours and mine, our humanity, our sin, our death, freely gives us all that is his, even in this life, and promises us the joy and light of his eternal kingdom. John the Baptist heard and received the word given, and he went on to seal his witness to the Savior with his blood. And through much struggle, C.S. Lewis found his way back to enlivening, triumphant faith. He recorded his struggle in a book which was first anonymously published, A Grief Observed. He tells of the struggle and he tells of the victory. Perhaps we should close this morning with some poignant and ponderable words about that grief observed. My idea of God My image of God had to be shattered time after time. God shatters it himself. And could we not almost say that this shattering is one of the marks of his presence? The incarnation, God in the flesh of Jesus, is the supreme example and leaves all our previous ideas of God in ruins. Most are offended by this image, but blessed are those who are not. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.